The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft.
That's right. We will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and surprises.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year.
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello and welcome. It's our number one, hour number one of our radio program. And here in hour number one, it's all about that Thursday night NFL game as the Patriots jumped out to a 7-3 lead and then went to bed. Buffalo wins big. Do the Patriots have a Mac Jones problem? What does this game tell us about the Patriots? It was a big game, a game that had been circled, divisional matchup at home, injured Buffalo players. And how should the Bills process this victory on Thursday night? We begin anew. It's our number one of the festivities on the Ben Maller Show, and here it is. Beginning of another edition of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere, united as we burn up the dance floor, the audio dance floor, coast to coast, border to border, and beyond, on the vast and prodigiously powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the pursuit, the trivial pursuit of jock talk. We are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Hope all is going okay in your world. We are back at it again here, as we will have later on through the nocturnal journey, the red-eye flight. We'll have lame jokes of the week much later on. You'll be sleeping by then. Maller to the third degree. The Coop Scoop on entertainments later on. And if you miss any of this content, also Balderdash, you can go back and download the podcast. But let's get right into it, because our lead coming from the Commonwealth. It was a Thursday night football battle royale, AFC style, as the shorthanded, missing a couple guys on defense, including Von Miller, the Bills visiting the Patriots. You say, wow, the Patriots play a little bit better. They lost to the Vikings on a tough break late in that game on Thanksgiving night. And here's another opportunity, divisional game for New England to show the world that they are better than they have been. And it's a measuring stick. How do you match up against the Bills? You got Al Michaels there. Herb Street was hanging out. Now, I don't know if you watch this or not. Maybe you have a job. Maybe you don't have Amazon. I have no idea. Well, Josh Allen had a pair of touchdown passes. Buffalo had to punt several times, which is shocking. But in the end, the Bills Mafia pummeled the Patriots 24-10 in a game that did not even feel that close. The Bills improved to 9-3, New England dropping to 6-6. They will not finish at 500. There is no way mathematically possible they can finish at 500. So the better story is in the losing locker room. So that's where we're going to go. We'll start there. The question, right off the top, the quarterback. Do the Patriots have a Mac Jones problem? And I'm nodding my head yes. I've got imposter, Reba McEntire, and bedpost. And we will tie all of these random things that are in no way related together. And we are going to make some Boston cream pie, which will make you feel a little better. So, A, I'm going against the popular opinion, the quarterback apologist club. The quarterback apologist club says it's not Mac Jones' fault. Blame the fat man, Matt Patricia. And I'm certainly not sitting here and saying Patricia is without culpability. But Mac Jones' performance blows. And we were all bamboozled by Mac Jones. His recent statistics over the last month were pretty good. We talked about as we handicapped the game, we got it completely wrong after the first quarter. But Mac Jones had been the better quarterback statistically over the last month than his rival with the Bills. And you look at everything that's happened over the course of the season. He survived the Bailey Zappe quarterback controversy. Mac actually looked good early in this game. It turned out to be a facade and completely disintegrated as the game went on. We were led astray. And as the game progressed, watching Mac attempt to play quarterback against what was supposed to be a flea-bitten Bills defense, it was akin to waterboarding. I wanted to puke in my mouth watching Mac try to matriculate the ball down the field. Jones, excuse my French here, lacking the je ne sais quoi, right? You're not that guy, pal. Trust me. You're not that guy. Imposter. I'm telling you, the guy's an imposter. Mac played like a country bumpkin. And how many times do we see him on third down, complete a pass just short of the marker or run a yard short of the marker on third down, just low football IQ and look like the deer in the headlights? He was fine for a quarter. The opening quarter of the game, Mac Jones looked like, okay, we got something here. He's 5 out of 5, 82 yards, had a couple of big pass plays and a touchdown, and had a passer rating that was perfection, 158 passer rating, and then he vanished like a typewriter. Right? How often do you see a typewriter, right, or a payphone? The rest of the game, from the end of the first quarter to the end of the game, zombie. Zombie! Mac Jones was a zombie! He was 17 to 31 passing. He averaged, I thought it was bad. I was like, well, it can't be that bad. And I did some back of the napkin math. I did my Mallard math. And if maybe I'm wrong on this, but the number I wrote down, Mac Jones from the second quarter through the end of the game averaged 3.6 yards per pass attempt. That seems impossible, but it is accurate, right? It's crazy. This was a placement test, and Mac Jones has to repeat the class. He grades out on the Mallard report card as a backup quarterback with a high upside selling insurance. Okay, selling insurance. Now, Mac also had a sideline meltdown. We can do a frame-by-frame breakdown on that. Lip readers tell us that Mac yelled at the offensive coordinator, Matt Patricia, throw the effing ball. This effing running game sucks. Allegedly. That was what it said. Now, who does he think he is? Kyler Murray? Zach Wilson? Exactly. Like, what's going on there? All right, now page two. What does this game tell us about the Patriots overall? Right, overall, talking about pitch. Now, New England was like a Reba McEntire tune. Okay, all dressed up with nowhere to go. They had those great Pat Patriot uniforms on. Wonderful. They looked great. They didn't play that way. And so the Patriots, you put them at 6-6. They're a faux contender. I have them as a faux contender. They're what in the boxing world you'd call them a ham and egger. They're a bunch of ham and eggers. Ordinary team, garden variety, nothing to brag about on social media. An ugly brand of football. I mean, that was, and they hadn't been that bad in a while, but it was unentertaining. Bill Belichick, you know, he doesn't have a terrible team. It's just not a serious contender. The defense, above average. They are solid but unspectacular. In the food industry, you would call them pink slime, hot dog filler, right? A mix of meat byproducts and preservatives that they don't have the sex appeal. There's no wow factor there. They're lacking the dynamic playmakers. I mean, you watch the Patriots, you can see this here. You just have a lack of force multipliers, but that's part of the problem. But Mac Jones doesn't get a pass. I mean, he's not getting the job done. You can say with Dante Parker and Nelson Aguilar and Jacoby Myers and these guys, these are not game-breaking players, and that's true. But Mac Jones doing the basics, also part of the problem. All right, last word here. So how should the Bills process this victory on Thursday night? So this was another notch in the bedpost, right? Since New England is a average team, borderline team, you can't really get too worked up by beating them. With Von Miller out, it was a noble effort by the Bills defense. They were very, very effective, but it was also some bad offense by the Patriots. They had several guys dinged up, not just Von Miller, but Buffalo was able to twist Mac Jones and the Patriot running game into a soft pretzel as the game went on. And after that early deficit, I mean, it came out. First three drives, they scored on all three of them, the Bills, and eventually put the Patriots in a body bag. It was a buzzsaw situation. Josh Allen, far from perfect. He was not. I mean, they had a fumble. Patriots missed a field goal after that. And there was just no sense of urgency. That's the maddening thing. There was really no sense of urgency there. So now the Bills have the Jets and Dolphins ahead in Western New York. They've righted the ship after those back-to-back losses to the Vikings and the Jets earlier in the season. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show. The Ben Maller Show as we press on here through the overnight hours, and we'll give you a little flavor, a little taste of what's going on here with these Patriots and with their side of things. So Mac Jones, the big story, the sideline confrontation, the quarterback yelling at the offensive coordinator, Matt Patricia, throw the effing ball. This effing running game sucks. Classic temper tantrum. I thought I was watching Kyler Murray out there. Here's Mac Jones asked about that. I'm sure he'll give a totally honest answer on what the hell happened there when he was screaming and yelling and having a hissy fit.
What I said was about throwing it deeper in the short game. You know, I got to execute that part better, but it's the short game that we kept going to, which was working. But I felt like we needed chunk plays, and, you know, I shouted that out to kind of get everyone going. And that's emotional. That's football. I'm passionate about this game.
Yeah, very passionate. Okay, here's more. So passionate. See, you can do that when you're good. This is what people understand. People think it's there's some kind of code. There's no code to it. Like if you're winning a bunch of games and you have a hissy fit, it's great. If you suck, like Kyler Murray or Mac Jones would do it, it's a whole different conversation. Okay, comprende? All right, here's more. Here's Mac Jones, and he's talking about the A word.
I didn't do this right. Call me out for it. Tell me that I'm wrong. And if you're a good leader, you can accept that. You can look at the other guy and say the same thing to him that he says to you. So the best players in the world at any sport, they have that accountability with their teammates. And obviously the coaches are a big part of it, but it really starts with the players. And clearly I haven't done a good enough job.
That is true. You blow. That is correct. All right. Bill Belichick, who had an interesting outfit on the sidelines. You saw the game. You know what I'm talking about there. He wore like the big parka, which was pretty funny. Anyway, here is Belichick. You'll hear the question and the answer as the Patriots are running an offense right out of the Bronze Age.
Would you consider the struggles on offense more of a play calling issue or an execution issue?
Well, we just need to do a better job overall.
Thank you, Captain Obvious.
Garbage.
All right, it is the Ben Maller Show. Again, if you'd like to be part, the lines are open for you at 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Also on Twitter, at Ben Maller. If you'd like to be part, that's at Ben Maller. You can join the program that way as well. This portion of the show made possible by Discover Card. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms, they do apply. But you already knew that. They do apply. All right, straight ahead, it is the gag gift that everyone's buzzing about, and it popped up on our radar on Thursday Night Football. But what the heck is it? We'll get to that, and we will do it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Pay attention, Maller Militia. The Ben Maller Show needs your help. Join the Audio Commonwealth by following Ben on Twitter, at Ben Maller. Eddie Garcia continues on with his retirement, in air quotes, and I'll be filling in for him. I'm on Twitter, at Brian Fenley. You may hear your witty content on the program, and we get it back to the Tyrac.com studios, back to a man who, in hour five, is going to be doing a hot Pac-12 football talk about their championship game later on today. Here he is, Big Ben.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to watching your UCLA Bruins. Great season there. Pac-12 championship game, right, for the Bruins? No?
Well, they're going to play in a bowl game, but they're not going to play in that
the toilet
one.
Bowl? Which bowl game are they playing?
No, that was where you were right before the show.
Oh, okay. Very funny. Good comeback.
Thank you.
So glad you're here again tonight. I love reading the emails from fans of the show.
I feel like you email yourself criticism about me
from
the show.
I don't even respond to most of these people. It's funny because I just read them. I'm like, oh, boy. It's like, I love the fact that like, you're not on the air that much during the show. You're cut out of the podcast. But there are people like, I can't listen to the show because this guy, Dahmer. And I'm like, really?
Well, you know what it is, Ben?
They hate you. That's what it is.
Well, it's because you give off this facade that you hate me. And so basically
it's not a facade. It's not a facade.
It is a facade. So anything that you do.
In your head, you think it's a facade. It's not a facade.
Anything you do, they do in lockstep with you. So if you don't like me, then they're not going to like me. If you actually liked me, then they would like me.
That's incorrect.
That's how it works.
That's not true.
Yeah.
That's not true. Like, I like Marcel. Everyone hates Marcel.
I love
get
Marcel.
A kick out. No, people hate Marcel. They can't stand Marcel. But I like Marcel.
Social media is not real, though. What you hear from people on social media, they're
what
just
about email? Is that real?
It's not real.
Oh, it's not real. Email's not real either.
No.
But that's more private one-on-one communication. But this is offensive. See, what you've done here is you've offended the rank and file in the Maller militia is what you've done. You've essentially called them Pavlov's dogs. That they're hardwired to support whatever I do. And I assure you, with all the ball busting that I get, that they're not jumping into a volcano for me. They might throw you into a volcano, but they're not jumping in to get me, okay?
And here I was about to commit myself to being a brigadier general of the Maller militia.
No. You got to be sworn in. You've not been sworn in. There's a ceremony, and you just haven't done that. You have not.
I look forward to doing that.
Yeah, that'll happen in hour six. We'll get to that in an hour number six. We look forward to that in hour six of the show. Anyway, we'll take your calls. 877-99 on Fox. But it is the Patriots are a pinata as people are still rejoicing, dancing on the grave of the Patriots after all those 20 years of dominance and now just mediocre, generic brand football from the Patriots since Brady left. And it's over the top, man. Art Puffin, you know you're a serious football fan when your online name is Art Puffin. He says, loved watching the mediocre Patriots inviting the Buffalo Bills over for an ass whooping at their expense. Woo! Fins up, baby, from Art Puffin. That's his answer. What else do we have? Carrie writes in and says, Mal, you're right. The Patriots have about as much sex appeal as Weed Man. Chris in Des Moines says, no hot World Cup talk. USA in, Germany out. Yeah. Well, we're going to save that for the other professionals is what we're going to do. Yefimi writes in, says, hey, Mal, 9 out of 10 Chicago pizza puffs on the opening monologue. The Patriots had those Christmas trees on stick, put a red nose there as they are done, he says. I think he missed a word there. Something was wrong. Mac Jones is a slight upgrade over Hoyer. Dink and dunk with the occasional throw to the middle of the field, a glorified backup. Yeah. Well, as I referenced in the monologue, he looks like a backup or possibly someone that will sell you insurance. You know, the guy that has the photo of him in the football uniform behind his desk. You go in there, hey, I used to play. Oh, yeah, what did you play for? I played for the Patriots. Oh, really? Yeah, I was a first-round pick. I replaced Cam Newton. Yeah, that's it. All right. Shane in Des Moines writes in, says, what in the heck is with Brian Finley's obsession with what you are wearing or not wearing? Get a restraining order as soon as possible. Shane in Des Moines says he's creepier than Hayes in Minnesota with possibly less charisma somehow. Wow, shots fired there from Shane in Des Moines. It is odd, you know, because most dudes don't care what other dudes are wearing. But Brian, or Dahmer as we like to call him here, dead ringer for very famous man Jeffrey Dahmer, had a big Netflix special. I think Brian might have been one of the people that played Dahmer in the movie. But the obsession with clothing. Like, I hang out with my friends. I never say, I can't believe you're wearing that. Or, why are you not wearing this? I don't understand.
Is it weird, though, when a grown man takes a picture of a grown man without the other grown man knowing and then posts it? You did say to me, hey, would you like this posted? And I said, sure, I'll play along. But
oh, see, now you're upset. I asked you three times.
But you took pictures of me. Is that weird when you take pictures of me like that? I'm just saying, like, that could be.
Okay, so now you're doing what about this? Or what about this? What aboutism from Brian Finley? I got you. Well, I think it's weird when you shave over a radio board in a studio. I worked in radio my entire life. I worked in radio. I worked at a bunch of different radio stations. I've never seen anyone shave in the studio. Right. And if you had a problem with it, you should have said something. How many times did I ask this guy, Roberto?
Like
three times.
I have no problem with it. I just think it's funny how you're telling me how people think that I'm obsessed about what you wear when you're out there taking pictures of me. And that might be a bit hypocritical. And I just think it's funny because I think we both do it to one another.
I didn't rip your outfit there. Other people were. I think you were wearing your formal clothes. I think that's how you dress up. That's fine. I mean, that's a good look. Solid. Ferg Dog says, hey, Ben, are the rumors of Eddie going broke and considering unretirement true? If so, let's have one hell of a going away show for our guy Dahmer. There you go. All right. So, Ferg Dog, I don't know. I mean, Eddie's apparently on a bender. Somebody told me he's gambling all his money away there and drinking obsessively. I don't know if that's true or not. Who knows? No idea. And it certainly seems like when you retire – at a relatively young age, you probably do need more money. DJ JD of Born to DJ writes in, says, 8 out of 10 in the opening monologue. I'm wondering if Brian Finley's presence is having an impact on the morale and the performance of these monologues as the week progresses. Well, I don't like to go behind the scenes here and talk about how we make the bacon, but it has been very difficult. It has been a struggle, and I will play the victim. The victim of having to deal with this. G-Mans writes in, says, Matt Patricia needs to pack it in and stick that pencil up the blank. A-plus on the Maller monologue. Maller prop guy says, I give it a 10 out of 10. I'm sure I will when I listen to the podcast. What was the topic? How dare you, Maller prop guy? How dare you? Bad job by you. So the fad of football has continued to walk the catwalk high fashion. Josh Allen with a tribute to the Amish rifle on the Amazon. Post-game coverage is wearing a jersey honoring Ryan Fitzpatrick. But the TV people, we talked about this story the other day. Brian Robinson of the Commandos wore this goofy, oversized hat after the game. It got a lot of attention online, and the sales went up through the roof. And so the people that make the hat said that a lot of TV people were buying the hat because it's a great prop. It's a great thing to show on television. And so it turns out that, indeed, we found out one of the TV networks that bought the hat is the Amazon, because they handed Josh Allen one of those oversized goofy hats, and he was wearing it on the TV there. So that's at least a $75 item. At least a $75 item. So there is that. Very exciting.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. Well, you don't know. Is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray, depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets.
if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Let's get it back to the TireRack.com studios to a man who, after going through his genealogy report, in fact, is not a distant relative of Nostradamus. He's, in fact, a distant relative of the Hunchback of Notre Dame. It's Ben Maller.
Well, you continue the infestation of Fox Sports Radio, a plague. When will it end? When will the plague end? You thought COVID was bad. You thought the bubonic plague was bad. You ain't heard Brian Finley for an entire week on a radio show.
My name is Brian Finley. I'm a jock sniffer, and I approve of this message.
Holy cannoli, my goodness. All right. Man, oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. All right. Let's see here. Justin in Cincinnati says it's time to bring back Ralph Irvin from retirement. Wreck-It Ralph. Yeah. Well, the reason Ralph's not in radio anymore is because of you, numbnuts, Justin. Justin annoyed Ralph, a seasoned radio professional, so much years ago that Ralph, like a rhino, out of control rhino, ran in from the other room and was so flustered he didn't know how to hang up on anyone, so he hung up on everyone. He just started hitting buttons. And it was like Wreck-It Ralph. He came in there and just bam, 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 bam. Yeah. All right. Sawman writes in. He says, Brian Finley, not all Maller listeners hate you. You've got Ferg Dog in your corner. So there is that. All right, let's go to the phones. And we'll go to Rhode Island. And we will say hello to Red Breast Paul. Paul, who's often plastered. Hello, Paul.
Thank you very much. How are you? How you doing? Listen,
Paul, if I was any better, you asked me a question, and I'm going to answer your question. If I was any better, I'd be a Mac, but not Mac Jones. I'd rather be a Big Mac, because that's more famous.
Garbage.
And more productive, the Big Mac.
I understand there's a dilemma going on here. It's okay. This Brian Finney, give him some union money. Will you tell Shapiro to give some union money? He has the perfect voice for the radio. And I do miss Garcia, yes. Listen, we have a dilemma here.
Okay, good.
We have a dilemma here in New England.
Okay.
The dilemma is we now have competition in this division. We have this raging bull in Buffalo. And we also have the problem with our coaching staff, they're not even paying for the coaching staff, okay? And this kid, Zappi, played two games. Everybody's hot up, okay, about this kid. You must understand, we can still be in a wild card. It's not over. Do you rather pay $50 million to quarterbacks and be in that situation or be in ours? Okay. Ben Maller, ask me something, because I'm going blind right now with the media in this part of town.
Okay.
In the East Coast.
Well, you want, now it's not just the Boston media. You got the national
media.
Where's
Josh Rosen? Help me. Bring Josh Rosen back. He's got
Josh Rosen. Yes. Well, you have Josh Rosen's doppelganger. He's named Mac Jones. So congratulations. You found your clone, the alter ego of Josh Rosen in Mac Jones.
We're impatient here in New England.
Listen, life is short. How many years do you want to waste? Life is short. You don't know how long you have to live, and you want to waste it with bad, crappy football. Who wants that? Since Tom Brady exited stage left and went to the Sunshine State.
Correct.
Since he left the Commonwealth, Bill Belichick has coached.
He went to a fabricated team like Mike.
Belichick has coached 46 games. The Patriots are 23 up and 23 down. They're 500 without Tom Brady. They're average. They're an average team without Tom
Brady. We're not out of it yet. Can you imagine?
But you're not in it because let's say you make the playoffs, right? You're going to be the last team in the playoffs. You know what that means? Let me tell you what your future is. You want to know what I don't think you can handle your future. Okay. I don't think you can handle your future, Paul. If you get in as
glory,
the last team in the playoffs at this point, depending on what happens with the seeding, the Jets are the last team in the AFC playoffs, right? Jets would play
the
number. They would play. Hey, listen to me. They would play the number two seed. Let me spell it out for you.
The NFL will never let three teams from New York go in the playoffs. Never.
Well, there's only one team in New York. There's two in New Jersey. But listen, all right. The Jets are the seven seed. They play the two seed. That's Buffalo.
Correct.
So, assuming Buffalo finishes where they are, and the Dolphins are the top team, or not the Dolphins, the Chiefs are the top team, and the Bills are number two, then
correct.
Then that's so you want to make the playoffs, go to Buffalo, and lose by 30 points.
You remember last year that the Belichick did not want to play Cincinnati, and that mother egger, Jimmy Garoppolo, which I like, threw two interceptions against the Titans. That brought an extra California team into the playoffs. I'll never forget that.
Yeah, it's horrible. It's a deep state conspiracy. You can take it to the bank. All right, thank you, Paul. I got to go. This portion of the show, well, not that, but the good part, is made possible by Discover Card. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms, they do apply. Time now for the Who Am I game. We'll attempt to squeeze in the NFL pick'em, time permitting. Here's the Who Am I game. With a Chiefs victory this weekend, Andy Reid would become the third head coach in NFL history to record at least 10 regular season wins in 8 consecutive seasons. He would join Bill Belichick and me. Again, Andy Reid. If the Chiefs win in Cincinnati, he would become the third coach in history of the NFL to have at least 10 regular season wins in 8 consecutive seasons. He would join Bill Belichick and me. Who am I? The answer, next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
For better or worse, the Ben Maller Show is not general issue sports talk. The Maller Militia is all-inclusive, welcoming everyone from the country club to the trailer park. Facebook, always a fun zone. You can chat with other P1s there. It's free and easy. Simply like our Ben Maller Show page on Facebook. Now back to Ben Maller in the TireRack.com studios.
Nothing witty to say. He's out of material. He's made it through the week. He has nothing has left. He's emptied the tank right now.
I have plenty of material.
That is incorrect.
I have plenty of material.
You used none of it right there. You're out of material. And I want you to wait for the lame jokes, Brian, because the Maller Militia has, they've got some things for you, okay?
And I've got some things for you, too.
Yeah, okay. All right. This portion of the show made possible by Discover Card. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms, they do apply. Here's the Who Am I game. If Kansas City wins in Cincinnati this weekend, Andy Reid would become the third head coach in NFL history to record at least 10 regular season wins in 8 consecutive seasons. He would join Bill Belichick, who did it 17 consecutive years in the glory days of the Patriots, and me. Who am I? That is the question. What is the answer? And let's see if anybody in the Maller Militia has the answer. We'll have the NFL pick'em coming up here. Coop's going to send me the order on that. Who do we have? The great Jimmy Johnson, guest by sworn-in Maller Militia man, the Sawman. Urban Meyer from Sean in the Valley of the Sun. We've got Tommy Prothrow from Rod, the ambassador of Bakersfield. WWE legend manager Slick from Milkman Mike. Page down. Justin in Cincinnati says that hooker Lamar Odom was with there with the Coke. Well, that's a good photo of the hooker there. I don't know how you found that. Matt, the Warrior Raider A's fan, got it right. Clearly cheating. Jerry Glanville, Elvis's buddy, guessed by Aaron. Curly Lambeau from Eek in Roseville, Minnesota. Bill Walsh says the Herbinator. Barry Switzer from Poly B. Quasimodo, guessed by Ferg Dog. Bum Phillips from Miguel on Fire. Jim Bob Cooter from Robbie, the Mariner fan. Do you have an answer? Quickly, Brian.
Please. Bill Miller.
All right. Terrible answer. The correct answer, a 49er legend, not Bill Walsh, the guy that replaced him, George Seifert. George Seifert. 8 consecutive years from 89 to 96. I think some of that includes the Carolina Panthers. Here we go. Time now for the NFL pick'em. We'll pick a quarterback, running back, two receivers, tight end. I'll go first, and I'll take Patty Mahomes. Patty Mahomes. Kubaloo.
I will go with Nick Chubb.
Chubba Love Love. Roberto.
I'll go with
Hurry
Jalen
up.
Hurts.
Jalen Hurts. All right. Hurts is off the board. Finley, back to back. Quickly, please.
Let's go Jamarcus Russell and LaDainian Tomlinson.
Solid. Solid pick. Value picks. Roberto.
Travis Kelce.
All right, and over to you, Kubaloo.
Let's go with Tyreek Hill.
With a question mark, I like that. I'll take Derrick Henry and Mark Andrews. Back to you, Kubaloo.
Let's go with, did anybody pick Travis Kelce?
Yes, I did.
Okay, well then, in that case,
hurry up.
I will go with TJ Hawkinson.
All right, and Finley, Roberto.
Josh Jacobs.
All right, Finley, the back-to-back.
Let's go Jeff Garcia and David Garrard.
Solid. Wonderful. Roberto.
Devontae Adams, baby.
All right. Kubaloop. Coop.
Dak Prescott.
Has Jamar Chase been picked?
No.
I got him and Amon Ross St. Brown. Coop.
John Kearney.
Coop.
I don't know.
Coop. I got my picks
Cooper
in Coop.
Cup. Is he hurt?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Cooper hurt. Cup. That's a good pick.
I'll take Justin Jefferson.
Oh, is your last pick? You got Jefferson? Oh, but the Jets have Sauce Gardner, though.
Yeah. Nah.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft.
That's right. We will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and surprises.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year.
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.